We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Hey, Elliot. Elliot Truer-Parks, you're our Eagles reporter for 94WIP and for the website 94WIP.com. And, of course, the Go Birds podcast with Jimmy Seltzer. What's up, Elliot?
What's going on, guys? How you guys doing?
ESP, what's happening, brother?
Man, I'm watching tape this week of quarterbacks in college. It feels like 2016 again. I was watching it thinking it's really been a crazy journey to get back to this point.
Yeah, who would have thought? So who jumps out to you?
To me, my number one guy is Justin Fields. I think if I could pick almost any, I mean, obviously Trevor Lawrence isn't a possibility, but Justin Fields to me would be my top guy. I think they might be able to get him at six, which makes him, I think, a little more attractive because you don't have to put extra assets into him. But I like him more than Zach Wilson. I think I like him more than Trey Lance. Trey Lance is probably my number two, but that's where I'm at right now.
I'm shocked. So tell me. I mean, I watched Justin Fields in college, and I'm just wondering – what intrigues you, or what do you like more about him as a prospect than you do the consensus, or what seems to be the consensus, top two guys?
So my issue with Zach Wilson is I just can't trust a guy that's only been good for 1 year at BYU. Like, I understand that he has some physical traits that people get excited about, but when I watch him, it doesn't look to me like he has a much better arm than Justin Fields. And Justin Fields has played at a high level of competition for 2 years. He's been a top prospect really ever since he entered college. So he's used to being that top guy. I like the fact that he's mobile. I think he's more mobile than Zach Wilson. And I just like it from what I can tell, at least, and what you read about him. I like his personality better. He seems like he has some of those Jalen Hurts qualities as a leader. So I would feel much more comfortable tying my franchise to him than I would to Zach Wilson.
Trey Lance. I actually watched some YouTube tape of Trey Lance this week, and you know, he's very raw, Elliot. You know, it seems like that it's with him, first read isn't there. He takes off and runs because he can. So you'd have a learning curve with Trey Lance.
Yeah, well, my biggest thing with Trey Lance, and people can deny it all they want, but I'm not taking another quarterback from North Dakota State. I understand it sounds silly, but after what you just went through with Wentz, especially when so much of the Wentz stuff ended up being off the field, and I understand that there were extenuating circumstances, but I can't take another quarterback from North Dakota State. I think he's an intriguing prospect for sure. He might be the guy that I think in 3 years everybody regrets passing on, but I can't do the North Dakota State thing again.
And here in the Northeast, I don't know if it's a good match for how crazy we are here and how intense we are with our football coverage. Coming from North Dakota State, I know I looked at his Wikipedia, and he has a quote that says, "Football is not who I am, it's what I do." And, like, even though that's just a quote, it's like we like the guys that say football's what I, you know, what I do, that's what I do, right? Like family and football. So I don't know if somebody with the mentality of that to where, like, oh, well, football's just what I do, it's not what I am. I don't know if that's a good match.
Well, I think what the Wentz thing taught us too, and again, pretty crazy circumstances happened to him, but it did, I think, should have taught the Eagles that you have to bring a certain type of person in here to be the quarterback. Like, I think Jalen Hurts, as of now, has those traits that you look for. Like, Zach Wilson coming from BYU to Philadelphia, I would be nervous about that. Like, going from Ohio State to Philadelphia is really not that different. I mean, Ohio State's obviously a big football place. It's a big-time program. It's not the NFL and it's not Philly, right? But I think there's a lot of similarity. So I'd feel more comfortable that Justin knew what he was getting himself into.
Agreed. Why not Russell Wilson? You know, he probably doesn't want to play here. He wasn't on the original list, but would you give up three first-round picks plus and Hurts to get him?
I'm all in on the idea of rebuilding, right? Trade all the assets away. Like, do whatever you can to collect draft picks and rebuild. So I would go down that path. But you throw certain plans away for certain players, and Russell Wilson is one of those players you throw them away for. He is, you know, if not – he's definitely a top-three quarterback in the league right now. If the Eagles get Russell Wilson, they're probably a playoff team next year, and at the very least, they're a playoff team by 2022. So I would trade whatever it takes to get Russell Wilson.
Do you think the Eagles would look into it?
Well, it might not matter because he's not on their list, so they can look into it.
But the list that he likes doesn't mean that the other team.
Well, no,
he has no trade clause. Right.
He has no trade clause, so if he doesn't want to come here, he's not.
But what I'm
here.
Saying is that the list that he gave of the four teams, if none of those four teams can get it done, then maybe he expands the list, right?
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, look, the salary cap situation part of it would be tough because he does cost $19 million against the cap this year in base salary. So you would have, so the Eagles would have to really like do. They would have to do a lot. I don't even know if they could fit him under the cap, to be honest, before June 1st. They would have to really lower a lot of people's hits, so it would be tough. But if Russell Wilson decides he wants to come to Philadelphia, I have no problem trading away draft picks. And I like Jalen Hurts. I think Jalen Hurts can be a very good quarterback in the NFL. But to me, he's almost more of a throw-in at that point. Like, if you can get Russell Wilson, you go get Russell Wilson, and then you figure the rest out.
Mm. Yeah.
Elliot Short Parts, what have you thought about the Levi's this week? Have there been any ridiculous omissions or any awards that were given out that shouldn't have been? I think it's been pretty good, right? Like, B-Doc won today for the Eagles player. Allen Iverson won as the overall player today.
Elliot is a huge AI guy, so yes. I'm sure.
Right, I was going to say. I mean, yeah. Iverson won to go to Broad Street. Obviously, that was great. I think the one thing, and I mean, it was with Iverson, coincidentally, but I think the best moment in Philly sports over the last 20 years was Iverson stepping over Tyronn Lue. Like, I understand the Philly special obviously was an amazing moment, and we've been lucky enough to have a lot of these amazing moments. But the Iverson step over is an iconic play to people outside of Philadelphia as well. Like, it's one of the most talked about plays in NBA history in a lot of ways, and certainly one of the most reshown plays. So I just think when you talk about a Hall of Fame player like Allen Iverson, it's probably the best moment of his career. I think that was the best moment of the last 20 years.
Mm. Wow.
Maybe it's like a picture.
Going all in on Bubba Chuck. You just want Bubba Chuck to win all the categories, don't you?
If you were doing a snapshot, Elliot, if you were doing a snapshot since 2000, I think that wins easy. Right? Just like one picture.
I don't know. I think there's more Eagle fans. So I think the Philly special is just – it's how do you beat the Philly special? I mean, it's not my top play. It's not my top play, but these fans.
We thought this week. I mean, Eagles just dominated.
Yeah.
It's like what we started the conversation with. I mean, any quarterback that's going to be the quarterback of the Eagles has to know what they're getting themselves into. And these awards, in a way, showed that. Because there's an Eagle in the category. It's winning, flat out. That's just how it is here.
Pretty much. Yep. Elliot, appreciate it, brother.
Talk to you guys soon.
There he is. Elliot Short Parks.
Huge Bubba Chuck guy.
Yes. Yeah, and that is a like it, if you were just thinking about one individual shot, because I'm trying to think of from the Philly special, what is it Nick turning around and the ball being delivered? I guess would be like a still shot of a.
Yeah, we got the photo right out there on the other side in the hallway.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, they got the Philly special photo in the hallway. Nick Foles scoring a touchdown.
So that's what it is.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, if you're saying a steal shot, I would imagine him catching the ball.
Yeah,
would be it, I guess. Yeah.
Even as overrated as I would probably agree with it. The Iverson thing's up there as well.
Yeah.
And then I'm trying to think what third would be.
Well, you could even go. We don't talk about it enough, but the Chase Sutley fake throw to first throw home is a. I mean, that's one of my favorite plays.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite plays. So
the stairs, like the still shot of stairs looking at the ball going deep into the night, or actually Lidge on his knees.
On his knees is up there for sure.
Yeah, it's a steal shot. You're saying, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just thinking a steal shot.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, it's a steal shot. Yeah, listen, I mean, it's hard to get one better than a guy stepping over his opponent. I mean, that's,
right.
That's,
with complete.
First of all, yeah, you don't normally even see that. Like, you don't even normally see that, and I would imagine if it hadn't been another player besides Tyronn Lue, you could have got a different reaction.
Yeah, like a foot up his
butt. Or AI wouldn't have stepped over him like that. So
even better.
Yeah.
Comment. I guess that like
he's not stepping over Kobe Bryant who falls in front of him.
No, Kobe would.
Well, he's not going to do that to a Kobe Bryant.
He respects Kobe.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Because the one Philly sports like picture that you think of is the Benarek standing over Frank Gifford, if you're doing all time like that, that's an iconic one. Allen Iverson's certainly iconic since 2000.
Yeah, listen, when we talk about things in Philly, especially over the last 20 years, a lot of it is going to be about the Eagles, especially since they won the Super Bowl. But athlete wise, and we found that out. I mean, AI is the biggest athlete that's been in this town in the last 20 plus years.
I'm actually surprised he surpassed Doc. I always thought Doc was the guy.
Well, Doc may be more beloved, but AI was a bigger star. It's not even in the same stratosphere.
I know. I meant here, though. You know.
Yeah, here.
Bigger than Dawkins?
Yes.
Yeah, he was bigger than the sport. B-Doc was never bigger than the Eagles.
One of my favorite things, used to ride down Delaware Ave, Columbus Boulevard, and see the AI painting, the mural on the wall.
Yeah.
The huge mural on the wall down there. Dude, AI was...
He was bigger than the town. Yeah.
And that's my contemporary. And when that dude walked in the building, we all looked. Mm-hmm. Everything almost stopped.
Well, anywhere.
Anywhere
he
yes.
would go.
Yes.
Anywhere he would go. Yes. You would see him at one of the spots over on Delaware Avenue on an off night or after a game. Yes. The whole place stopped.
Yeah, AI was different. The city reacted different to that dude.
Man, you're not kidding. All right, look who's on the line. Chuck from Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Oh, God.
Yo, fellas, what's going on, man? How y'all feeling today?
What's up, Chuck? Let me guess. I don't think you're in favor of the trade.
Hold up. Well, let's say something real quick, right?
Okay.
Allen Iverson. Hey, Jack, you too young to remember Allen Iverson, right? Allen Iverson was a rock star, man.
Yep.
Rock star, period. Yep. You like certain people just walk in the room, and Dolph was like that, but he wasn't like, AI, just walk in the room.
Chuck, what's going on with your phone, man? Are you on a cell phone?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hey, you're breaking
it's
up.
It's chopping
there
a little bit.
Yeah. Try it again.
Yeah, well, I'm here.
All right, well, keep talking. We can hear you. It's just like it's going in and out.
Well, I was just saying, AI was a rock star, man. That's it, man. When I seen him the first time,
I heard you.
It was like seeing gold.
He was a rock star.
Yep.
What he was. But listen, I'm not in favor of that. I wanted to talk a little Sixers real quick. I'm not in favor of that. I'm sticking with Hurts. That's it. I'm sticking with Hurts. I'm going to get some weapons around him. He's a cheap option right now. We got, and he's good. So I'm not giving 3 first round picks and all that for that for Russell Wilson. And I got a younger version of Russell Wilson in the building.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Yep, what you got on the Sixers?
Well, I mean, the Sixers, I want to say this. Ben Simmons, man, I love Ben Simmons. Everybody be hating on Ben Simmons, man. Ben Simmons shut your boy down yesterday, right?
He did.
No, he's the best defensive player in the league. Just ask him.
He is, and he ain't lying either. When he tuned in, I'm going to tell you right now, right?
Oh, Chuck, you're like, let's see if we can clear your phone up there.
I get what he's saying, and listen, you're right. I'm not necessarily a Ben Simmons lover, but I don't think I'm a Ben Simmons hater. You're right. Listen, he was phenomenal last night. He was phenomenal last night. Yep. I told you. One of the reasons, Chuck, that I said I wouldn't have traded him for James Harden, and people call me crazy, and I get why, but I looked at it like the Sixers don't have anyone else on their team that can do what Ben Simmons does. Right? Yeah, we know he's not the best scorer on the team and shooting and all of that. But the dude is such a tremendous athlete at his size. If you trade him, who do you have that's going to play defense like Ben Simmons on a Luka Doncic, right? Like, who can do that?
Yeah, because last night their offense was off, right? I mean, Joe certainly didn't have the best offensive night. And Ben was pretty good. Ben was, I would say, his usual offensive
stuff. It was a good team win last night.
It was a very good team win.
Yeah, good team win. But you're going to need a Ben Simmons on a guy like James Harden. You know, his height could affect James Harden. He's Kevin Durant.
Who's guarding him.
6'9", 6'10", with a 7-foot wingspan. You're going to need a Ben Simmons in his length and his athleticism to stay in front of a Kevin Durant, right? So I like what Ben Simmons brings to the table. And don't take me saying Tobias should have been in the All-Star game over him. I'm not changing that. But don't take that as a slight towards Ben from this standpoint. I understand his importance and the role that he plays on the team. And it's much needed. It's much needed because you need that defense in a half-court setting in the playoffs.
Well, if he can play like he's played the last 2-3 weeks,
right?
We're talking this is a different story, right?
Yeah.
Like aggressive Ben offensively and defensively, but defensively.
Yeah, I agree with you. Just with his energy, he should be able to get 15 points just off playing with
loose
his energy.
Balls and offensive rebounds and being around the rim.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree. Bruce the Weatherman, Bruce.
Uh-oh.
How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you? Let me take you off speakerphone here.
No problem, Bruce. How are you, buddy?
There we go. I'm very close to a cell tower. I should be very clear.
Okay.
Well, you are.
We can hear you, yes.
Well, hello. That's good. I'm glad to hear it.
Yes, what's up?
Ike, I heard your opening monologue, and I thought about what you said, and I have to agree with you. It just bothers me to give up 3 draft picks. It's kind of like mortgaging the future. But if you've got a chance to get Russell Wilson, and I don't think we do, but if you have a chance to get Russell Wilson, my goodness, I've watched that guy, and I thought, man, I wish we could have him.
Hey, Bruce, let me ask you this, Bruce, real quick, and I'm going to let you finish. What do you think the reaction of the fan base would be when it comes across the ticker on ESPN and it hits everybody's phones?
When I hit the breaking news sounder.
When Jack hits the breaking news sounder.
Sort of breaking news.
He screwed up.
That the Philadelphia Eagles have just traded for Russell Wilson. They've given up 3 first-round draft picks and Jalen Hurts for Russell Wilson. What do you think the reaction of this fan base is?
Jack, hit it. Must be drinking that Ike juice, baby.
People would go crazy.
Must be drinking that Ike juice.
Exactly. That's exactly what would happen, Ike. And I want to tell you, but I do understand.
Yes.
I think he could help our receivers. I agree with that. Mm-hmm. I just worry a little bit about some of the crap he's been putting out there lately and his attitude, because we don't need another head case.
No.
Not that the Bronco was a head case. Heaven no. Listen. Yeah. Let's talk about the weather a minute. I have news and I have bad news.
Oh, God.
Start with the bad news.
The bad news is Sunday goes down the drain with 1.5 to 2.5 inches of rain throughout the day. I mean, it's a washout. Plan for inside activities. Rain will begin late tonight, just after midnight. We'll go into the morning hours. But tomorrow afternoon, I think we're rain-free. Monday, I thought it was going to rain. Now, I don't think it will. There might be a shower around, but Monday's not a bad day. And looking out 10 days, there is some cold air near the end of that 10-day period. And like I've told you guys before, March can be a bad, bad month.
Big snowstorms.
It can be 75 one day and get a foot of snow the next.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we're over with the snow yet, but at least within the next 10 days I don't see it. But we'll see what comes along after that, guys. What do you think? It'll be in the 50s for a lot of these days.
All right, Bruce.
Listen, Bruce, if we can get 10 days without snow or any type of precipitation, I'll take it. You kidding me? I don't even care how cold it gets.
Yeah.
I'm tired of the snow. I'm tired of looking at it. My dogs are tired of walking on ice and snow. Obviously, we're not going to get this type of weather for the rest of the way. But, man, I'm okay with it being chilly outside. I'm done. I'm out.
So, is the snow melted at your house? Almost melted?
Almost. Got about 90%.
Okay.
Still got, you know how you got the ice, and now
it's mounds.
Yeah, you got the big mound of ice on the corner and everything.
Yeah, because you're right. The snow that's on the grass is just a sheet of ice now.
Yeah, yeah.
I was trying to go get the scarf from the snowman because the snowman fell down and kind of melted. So I was out there trying to grab the scarf and the hat, and right. I almost did a header. Just a sheet of ice, man.
Especially in the mornings, right? When it's colder outside in the mornings.
Yeah,
right.
we still have a ton of a ton of snow. But at least with the March snowstorms, it's gone pretty quick. You can get a lot of snow, but then it gets warm again and it melts.
Warm, yeah.
We've had the snow on the ground for weeks now.
Man, unbelievable.
Stinks. Would I play the celebration music if we got Russell Wilson? Yes.
Yeah, hell yeah, you would play the would you play the celebration music?
As much as I sit here and I say that I don't think it's the right course of action for the Eagles, to your point.
Yes.
Everybody would be jacked.
And that's what Jack and I were actually talking about during the break. I'm like, what do you think the reaction would be to this fan base if it were announced that the Eagles just traded for Russell Wilson? See, it's hard to think about it, right? Because you're like, man, I don't want to give up 3 first-round
picks.
Total
chaos.
Yeah, I don't want to give up 3 first-round picks. But if you look at it like, man, if they were to announce we just traded for Russell Wilson –
It would be excitement rather than this team stinks.
Yes, what the hell are we doing? Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what I would play instead of the celebration music? What?
Oh, hey, guys. Russell here. Yes, the typical boring. Yes, Russell.
Yes.
That would ruin the trade for everybody.
That's the other issue. Chuck from Mount Airy. Chuck, if that guy was your quarterback, what would you think?
Hey, listen, man. I'm not – first of all, I like Russell Wilson, but I'm not trading nothing to get him, man. I'll tell you right now. You know what I mean? He ain't never even winning. When that time you won a playoff game, man? You know what I mean? What am I getting excited for him for?
Well, 2019, but we get your point.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. I'm not trading. We need to build a team. We need all, every asset we have to build this team back up.
Build
I'm
it right.
I'm not trading away for one guy. You know what I mean? When I got a guy in the building, to me, got the same skill set. So, I mean, I'm not doing it. So, I mean, just be patient. You won't see Russell Wilson, like, you know, play in the future.
Okay. Trust me. And listen, I'm trusting you, Chuck, and I'm actually holding you accountable for this.
Yeah. I'll take full responsibility if my man don't turn out to be what I think he
Hurts.
Gonna be. Trust me.
You're gonna have to.
Yeah. Get the work in.
You are now associated with Jalen Hurts. If he fails, you fail.
Yeah, you're like I was. You're like I was with Carson, Chuck. You're locked in.
I'm locked in with him. I'll be locked in with him. I'm telling you that right now. That's our quarterback for the future, man. Okay. Listen, I want to say something about Ben Simmons, though, man.
What you got?
He get too much flack in the city. No, listen. I want Philadelphia to enjoy the ride. Because at the end of this ride, there might be a prize at the end of it. I'm telling you, man. The Sixers are on to something. And we need a little sprinkle. Kyle Lowry in here.
Yeah.
Don't give up too much for him.
Yeah.
I need that grit to go against the Nets.
Yeah.
Now, the Nets, to me, I'm not crowning them. I not yet.
Okay.
Kyrie is a head case.
Yep.
KD been injured. And I don't know what's going on with him. Like, they just called Y out. That injury, man, he had last year is something serious. And
yeah.
James Harden ain't never win in the playoffs. He don't win in the playoffs. I ain't worried about him. I'm going to tell you right now, the Sixers is gelling, man. And I love what I'm seeing from Doc Rivers getting the best out of Ben Simmons. To me, Ben Simmons, to me, is the best 76er since Allen Iverson. Yeah, I said
no.
The best, yes, he is. And to me, he is, because I know basketball. All y'all want to do is focus on shooting, shooting. Basketball is a game.
All right, listen, listen, Chuck. But here's the thing: come playoff time, Ben's been a liability offensively. So we've seen him do this in the regular season before.
And come playoff time, you're gonna need to stop somebody, and you're gonna need Ben to stop somebody. We got scores. There's somebody else in here that can score the ball. I don't need Ben Simmons to score 50 points a game. I need Ben Simmons to do what he do for this team.
Chuck, I think you're on to something, and I think the Sixers are on to something. They're one player away. They need a guy that can score. They can score.
I told you I got him in the finals
against the
Nets. I just don't think we can beat the Nets just yet. I got him in the Eastern Conference Finals.
And Durant being out right now for the Nets actually allows Kyrie and Harden to maybe gel a little bit and get some chemistry. Because KD easily can step in and play pretty much with anybody. That's the kind of player he is.
Yeah, man. Listen, we're going to have to buckle down. Oh, we're going to break. We got to buckle down in these series, man. And when that game slows down and it's half court, you got to be able to win tough, ugly basketball games in the playoffs.
Yep.
You do. And this team, I'll see if they're ready to take that step. They look good, though, man. They look good, man. A lot of people starting to pick the Sixers to come out of the East.
Yep.
Look good.
Yeah, last night they didn't play particularly well, and they still easily beat them. I mean, that was an easy win last night.
Yep.
All right, coming up, and we'll take more phone calls on Russell Wilson here, but Nick Sirianni went on with Dave Spadaro last night to talk about his staff. Is he starting to get more comfortable talking? We'll play
it
coming up next. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WFT. Today's broadcast brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. All Chickies and Pete's locations are open for indoor dining. That's Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and, of course, all of their Philadelphia locations. There's a Chickies and Pete's near everyone. You can find yours at chickiesandpete's.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.